Thank goodness the sun's almost down. Today was hotter than a crowded saloon. Oh, nothing like a nice evening stroll around town. Feeling the moonlight. Hearing the sounds of the night. I swear, I could drop down and sleep like a baby on this dirt road right here. Alright, just one more round and I'll check in for the night. Go home and have some supper and maybe spend some time in the barn playing some songs on my fiddle and relaxing on a bale of hay. That sure sounds nice. I'm not too sure why I still patrol out here. It's not like anybody would be stupid enough to.
Hey you! Stop right there! Hey! I said, stop right there. Or I'll blow your pinky toe clean off your foot with my six shooter here. Trust me, I'm the sharpest shooter at this side of Mississippi. Don't you forget that.
Now what in tarnation are you doing with that bag of gold? I don't play dumb now.
Spare me the excuses.
I just saw you come hustling nervous out of the bank there. What, did you wait until the teller fell asleep? Ugh, good God. That old geezer can't stay awake for more than 5 minutes at a time. I keep telling him he needs to get a guard dog or something to...
Hey! Don't make me warn you again, or you know what happens.
Who am I? Let's just say I'm the boss around here. Uh-huh. Oh. We don't have a sheriff. Wanna know why? Because I'd run them out of business with all my skills. I run this town. I keep it safe. And I don't take too kindly to hooligans like you causing trouble. Especially when you try to steal the hard-earned money of some real good folks out there that I happen to know personally. Yeah. You made a real big mistake coming into my town and doing something like this. A real, real big mistake. Aw, look at you. You're shaking in your boots. Not so daring now, huh? Oh, it's okay. What am I gonna do to you? Oh, don't worry. I like to toy, but I'm not too cruel. Besides, I see you only took one bag of gold. With how deeply the skeleton in there sleeps, it could have robbed the whole bank for every last dime. So, spell. Why'd you do it? Right? You're just trying to survive, huh? Well, we all are. That's just how it is here in the West. You wake up every day not knowing how it's gonna end. Still, that doesn't make stealing from common folk right now, does it? No, it doesn't. But these aren't your folk, are they? You're not from around here. I can tell by the way you talk. And I would have noticed a cutie patootie like you long ago. So, what exactly are you doing in my town? You got separated from your party. I hear that happens often with the carriage bands crossing this way. Well, I'll tell you what. I would just tell you to return that gold back to the bank and continue along your way like it never happened. But I need to set an example for my town. You understand? They need to know that there are consequences for stealing. So, how about you give that bag of gold back and I'll return to the bank. And I throw you in jail. Oh, well, don't worry, honey bun. It's just one cell next to my office. Besides, you'll be clothed, fed. You'll have some shelter with this dreadful heat wave we're having. All you gotta do is let me put a pair of handcuffs on ya. Sounds like a swell deal if you ask me. So? Why am I doing this? You mean cooperating with the person I just got stealing? Well, I came to this town as an outsider myself. Wagon life was tough. Our party lost a lot of people getting out here. Starvation, dehydration, disease, you name it. So, I understand what it's like. I wouldn't be right to just throw you back out into that now, would I? Miss Haas, you're a party one if I do say so myself. So, you can thank yourself for that. It just might have gotten you out of trouble this time. Now, you are under arrest for theft. Come with me now, punk. I'm gonna administer a little punishment to make sure you don't try something like that again. Just keeping my town safe. Well, here you are. Home sweet home. Cozy, isn't it? Don't worry. You'll get used to it. It's got a charm. Hasn't been used in forever. I can't even remember the last time. So, it's happy to have some company, you know? Here we go. Oh, why did I lock myself in here with you? You ask? Well, you see, I'm no deadbeat cop, sweetheart. I know you're not gonna learn your lesson if I just keep you cooped up in here like a hen for a few weeks. No. I need to make sure you submit to me. Teach you not to cross me on my town ever again.